Okay, what do you see now?
You see it. It looks like the, yeah, we're good.
Okay, so you can see I'm inside of Constant Contact now?
Yeah, copy of new letters to CAM announcement, I think you're good. Yeah.
Okay,
got it.
Okay, so
awesome.
Let's go ahead and start over. again,
you are now muted.
Craig Hart, and this is the Getting Started with Constant Contact training. And I appreciate you taking time out to be here today to learn how to use these tools to help you to be more successful as an account executive at Finance of America. So I'm going to give you a tour of the tools and show you how to use them. You're welcome to ask questions at any point as I move through the training. There is no slide deck. We'll actually just be digging right into the tool. So feel free to stop me at any time, and I'll also take questions at the end. So if we go back to our home screen, this is what you will see when you log into your account. And if I can just give you a quick tour of the navigation and where things live, that will help you to feel better acclimated with the tools and how to maneuver what's available to you. So at any time, if you want to come back to this home screen, you can simply click on this blue button here. Here in campaigns is where all of your campaigns will live. This is both the templates that Paul provides to you as well as the campaigns that you actually create and send out yourself. So your drafts will live here as well as your sent messages. Your contacts is pretty self-explanatory. That's where your contact management happens. This is where you'll upload your contacts, where you'll be able to manage your bounces. You'll be able to edit any of the contact information that you need to, et cetera. So that all happens and lives right here. The reporting is where you will be able to go back and read your reports and review and see who opened these messages, who clicked on it, who forwarded it, et cetera, and really be able to see what's working and what didn't really resonate with your audience so that you can do more of what's working and less of what's not. So it is something that you'll want to make a practice of doing, perhaps on a monthly basis, just to go back and review your campaigns and see which links people were especially interested in, which emails particularly generated a better response than others. And the more you keep track of that, again, and keep doing more of what works, the more effective your content marketing is going to be. Excuse me, your email marketing is going to be. Under the list growth tools, there's a number of tools that are available to you to support you in building your email list. I know you all attend a lot of events and participate in a lot of different events, and so there's a lot of ways that you can add people to your database without actually having to type in their contact information. You can use a text-to-join feature that's available within Constant Contact where a person can send a text message to a particular code number and join your list that way. And there's a whole host of tools that are available once you look in that section here. And then in your library, this is where your documents and your files will live. You have the option when using Constant Contact to send a PDF or a Word document or an Excel spreadsheet. Obviously, there's images and so forth you might want to use. So all of that will live here in your library, and you can access those files at any given time. Okay, so let's go over to the campaigns and take a look at this section. And when you go to campaigns, you'll see that there are a number of templates that Paul has uploaded into your account for you to use for different purposes. You'll have a lot of different options in terms of how you communicate with your audience and audiences. There's a lot of different types of emails you can send. There's some seasonal emails. For example, we have these messages that were created for the holidays. There was this one that was available for MLK Day. So you will continue to see new templates being added to your account on a regular basis. When you get ready to use one of them, typically you could just click here on this link and that would take you right into the template, but you don't want to do that because you want that original template to stay intact. So what you'll do instead, and we'll use this newsletter too campaign as our example that we'll work through together today. You want to click here on actions and then click copy. And that's going to make a copy of that exact template and leave the original intact while giving you a workable copy to use that you can actually send out to your audience. Now, the first thing you want to do when you come into your campaign editing window is give your template or campaign a different name. So I typically recommend that you label your campaigns with the date and then the type of message that you're sending. If you don't do this, if you let the system name your campaigns for you, you'll notice here it just put this generic copy of newsletter. You'll have copy of, copy of, copy of, copy of. And if you do this over time, your account is going to be a disorganized mess. It's going to be very difficult to keep track of what you sent and when you send it and to be able to use something that worked really well again if you so choose to. So do yourself a favor and just take a moment to label this campaign appropriately, and that way it will be easier for you to reference going forward. So for example, I would just say, put today's date in the newsletter, and then you click out of it and you're done. It's very, very simple to edit that. You just click on the pencil and it allows you to make that edit. Now, once you come down to the campaign template itself, you'll notice that all Constant Contact templates are built using blocks. So here in the middle of this block, which you can see the block because it's got this big rectangle around it, there's a label in the middle that says logo. If I click here, that says content. If I hover over here, that's a heading. If I hover over here, this says side content. So everything in a Constant Contact template is built using blocks. These blocks can be moved around, they can be deleted, they can be duplicated. So to show you what that looks like, here you'll see on any block inside of a template, you'll see these four icons. This first icon allows you to move that particular block. So all I'm doing is dragging it. I could drop it down there if I wanted to, which I don't, so I'm going to put it back where it was. I can edit it by clicking on the pencil, and it gives me a lot of different editing options here. I can click on this duplicate icon, and that actually makes a copy of that block. So if I want to have two of these, I can. And then if I don't need that any longer, I can click on that X, and that X is always going to delete the block. So in any template you use, you'll always have the option to manage your templates that way and move things around if you see fit. The great thing about this particular template is that you see Paula's giving you a lot of different options for content that you can include in this particular communication. Just because all of these sections are here does not mean you need to use all of them. So, for example, you may not have any events to invite someone to, or maybe today you just don't have any market commentary. So that's okay. You're welcome to edit and cut down this template as you see fit. But as you can see, you just have a lot of different options for how you can customize it and make it really yours. And that's really what you want to use these campaigns for. You want to use them to build a really strong personal brand and really deepen the relationships you have with your audience. Even though this is a template that is available company-wide and there's many people using it on any given day, you still want the people who receive the emails from you to feel like they're really personal and from you, that you really sat down and took the time to put together this information and provide value to them and give them insight that they need and wouldn't otherwise have access to. One of the ways you can do that is by adding your own personality to your campaigns. So, for example, here's this section that here's a good one. You might share a joke or a funny quip that's business appropriate with your clients here and an image. Maybe this is a place where you could talk about a recent vacation or something you did with your family over the weekend or one of your favorite hobbies. Perhaps here the water cooler section is something where you talk about a cause that's near and dear to your heart. Maybe you are very passionate about something to do with pets, or maybe you're very passionate about a particular cause or nonprofit organization, or there's something that happened in the news. Maybe you love Dancing with the Stars, or maybe you really are into The Amazing Race or whatever. Whatever it is, you would talk about the water cooler. Obviously, that's business appropriate. If you would literally talk about it at the water cooler in your office, then that's something that you can share here. And this is a way that you can really personalize and humanize your communication. So it's not just about finance, it's not just about the mortgage industry, but this is really an opportunity for your clients, for your partners, for those that you are looking to do business with to really get to know you and deepen that trust factor that they have with you because they see what you and them have in common. So once you get ready to edit a particular block, we'll use this market commentary as an example. There might be something that you want to copy and paste from your RateWatch account. So let's pretend, and for the sake of our discussion right now, that that this is your RateWatch account. This is just a random article I pulled up on CNNMoney.com. And this is talking about this company that's about to launch their IPO, et cetera. So if I wanted to copy text from a web page, I could highlight the text that's here, as I've already done. I right-click and click copy. Then I go to this random website. I've been using this website for 11 years, and all it does is just strip out the formatting and any code that's embedded into that text that you're copying from the internet. So I would right-click and paste that text here, and then I would highlight it again and click copy again, and then go and add that to my block by deleting what's there, right-clicking, and clicking paste. So you see I maintain the same font, and I just have to clean up the spacing and the punctuation, et cetera. So this site is called Formatit, F-O-R-M-A-T-I-T.com. There's no cost to use it. You can use it as much as you want to. And, again, all it does is strip out that code and formatting so that when you paste your text back here into your template, it maintains the same formatting as the other text that's there. Once you're done making your edits, you simply click Save, and then you'll also go up here to the top of your template and click Save again. Be very generous in your efforts to save your work. Technology difficulties can arise at any given moment, and you don't want to lose the work that you've done because you didn't save it. So that's just a good best practice when you're navigating this tool. Let me take a quick pause and see, are there any questions about anything I've shared so far?
You are now unmuted.
Can you repeat the website that you just gave us for the formatting?
Yes, formatit.com. I can't increase the size of it here, but you can see it up here, F-O-R-M-A-T-I-T.com. Any other questions?
Thank you.
You're welcome. And who was that spoke up, please?
That's Kathy. I keep muting and unmuting you. Sorry for the delay.
That's okay. No problem. I understand. Okay, so we'll go ahead and continue on with our.
You are now muted.
So another thing you want to do in order to customize your template, of course, is to put your own headshot in here. So I do highly recommend that you have a professional headshot. I would advise against having a shot of you that, you know, you cut out of yourself at your last family vacation or whatever. But please do use a professional headshot so that it's really reflective of your particular personal brand and, you know, how you want people to think of you when they're receiving these communications. So what you need to do is to edit this is, again, you just click on the or hover over the block. You click on the pencil. And then when you hover over this particular image placeholder, you'll see there's this little nut bolt here. You click on the nut bolt, and it says change, delete, add caption, resize, fit to block, etc. So obviously what we want to do is change this from a placeholder to a real picture. Now, I've already uploaded my images here, but in order for you to upload an image, there's two ways you can do that. You click Upload File, and you can either browse to your computer to upload, or you can simply drag and drop the image over. So if I was going to drag and drop, I would go to where this lives on my computer. I know that I like this image, so I can just drag that over here. Or if I wanted to browse the file on my actual computer, I can just go to where I know it lives. So there's two ways you can do that. Either way, once you've added the files to this particular screen, you then click Upload File. And then you'll get this message that success, you've uploaded your file. Then you click Done, and now you can use these images inside of your campaign. So you can choose whichever one you'd like. I'll just use this one. I'll click Insert, and now my photo is there, and it's perfectly sized to fit the space that I want to use. And then, of course, you want to make sure that you always edit things here, like you want to make sure you have the correct date and so forth. So you would just kind of work your way down on this template and make sure that you edit the fields accordingly. Now, you'll want to, of course, include your personal contact information. So you would change that here. And then in terms of your email address, you would want to put that here. So pretending that I am a colleague of yours here at Finance of America, I would simply add my first name there. And then, of course, I want to link this to my email address, correct? So all I would need to do would be to highlight that text. I'm going to see if I can increase the screen size a little bit. Okay, so I would highlight this text, and then I would click here on this chain link, and that's going to give me the option to link this to another location. So if I wanted to, I could link this text to a web address like any web page that I wish, or I can drop down and link this to an email address, which is in this case what I want to do. So I would type Sydney at Finance of America, and then I would click Insert. And now once I click Save, and then again I save up here, I'm going to do a quick preview. And when I click on this now, oh, I'm not logged into my email here. If I was logged into my email account, it would take me straight to my email box so that I could start a new message. So that shows you how that works. That's how you link the text to a particular email address. And the same goes, for example, if you want to link this to link this text to an article that you want to share with your audience online. So you would click the pencil to edit. You would highlight the text, click that chain link, and then you would, let's say you wanted to link to this particular article. So you would go back to that article and highlight it, go back to Constant Contact and insert that, and then you'd say whatever little bit of text you wanted to offer that describes what that is. So you might say forthcoming IPO, which in this case is what that article is about, and click Insert, Save, Save again, and then again when you preview, you can click on this, and it'll take you right to the article. So that is how you link your text to either your email address or an external link that you want to share with your audience. Any questions?
You are now unmuted.
Can you show that again real quickly? I'm sorry.
Sure. No worries. So if I go here to the link, I click on the pencil to edit. Then you highlight the text, click this chain link. Then you would go online and grab whatever that URL is. So I would highlight this and right-click on it, click Copy. Then I would go back to Constant Contact, right-click again, and click Paste. Then I click Insert. Oh, and let me change my text. And then click Insert. And once I save that, now we can see that that link is live. Make sense?
Yes. Do you have any, are you going to be giving us this presentation that we could save so that we can refer back to this, or do you have help on Constant Contact where I down the road I don't remember how to do this, I can go back and refer to that?
The answer to both of your questions is yes. So let me point out a couple of things to you regarding support. For one, you always have at the top of your screen a phone number you can call. Your phone number may be slightly different than mine, which is okay. Oops, let me go back. I didn't mean to do that. Hold on 1 second. So you'll always have this phone number you can always call. Customer support has pretty extensive hours, and they're, of course, always available during the workday. So you are welcome to call them at any time, and they can walk you through any of the steps that I'm walking you through today. In addition to that, you will have access to this recording, so you can go back and watch that if you'd like. And I'm also giving you a Getting Started guide. It's like a PDF that outlines most of the steps that we're walking through. So you'll have all three of those as support and additional resources for you past this training.
Case with me?
Yes.
It's Greg Woolsey. Also, I'll just throw out there, if anyone has questions, they can always send me an email as well. I kind of find myself to be very proficient at this, and I'm always able to help if someone has a quick question or needs something right away. I can answer that too.
Thank you, Greg.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Any other questions about what I just shared or getting support with the tools? Okay, then we'll move right along to the next section. So, one other thing that you may want to add to your templates, for example, with this particular section, you might decide you want to add a link to something else that you want the reader to review. So let's say you had your commentary and then you wanted to give them a link to an actual article or piece of content. You could go here on the side to with your blocks, and you'll see here that, where is it? Oh, why is it not showing? I wanted to show you guys the button. Okay, that's odd. The button isn't in this particular template, which is strange. But if you wanted to, sometimes it might be good to give your reader the chance to finish reading a particular article. So you could say, just have something like read more here or keep reading. And I just want to point out what I just did. So I accidentally deleted everything in my block. And you see I did a quick undo and then I brought it back. So if I accidentally deleted it like this and said, oh, shoot, it's all gone, there's no need to panic. If you go back and click undo, it brings it all back. So you always have this undo button that is your friend that can keep you from pulling your hair out when you're creating your campaigns. So the same principle would apply here with your with linking the text. I probably would make this a little bit bigger so that it stands out, maybe like so. And then I would simply click this link and do the same thing. I would go grab that URL, copy it, and go back to my Conflict Contact account, right-click and paste. And then that way the person can continue reading about whatever it is I want to share. So that's usually a good way to see what your audience is really interested in. If you give them something to click on so they can keep reading or respond or RSVP, et cetera, over time you'll start to see which of those invitations or communications really resonated with your audience and say, oh, wow, they were really interested in that kind of article, but not so interested in the article I sent, you know, last week. You'll get to learn your audience by their behavior and how they interact with your content, and that's going to make it easier for you to share content with them that is really interesting to them and that they find valuable. So one thing I would suggest that you do is with this particular template is plan ahead what it is you actually want to send. You know, maybe on Mondays you send a few, three-ish sections, and then on Tuesdays you send, you know, your invitation and a featured article and a sweet spot. And then maybe, you know, on Fridays you really focus on the water cooler or what have you. Like I said, you don't have to use every single section in every single communication. So it would be good to take a little time to plan out what your particular editorial calendar is going to be, and then you can organize your templates accordingly, which is going to save you time when you're trying to get these emails out the door day to day. For another example here, you have this space for a quote. That's always really nice. People love inspirational and motivational quotes. Maybe there's particular resources you like to link to. So you can really make this your own, and it doesn't have to look like anyone else's, and really it can be an ongoing source of conversation and inspiration between you and the people you're communicating with. Okay, so if there's no other questions about designing the template, actually, let's move over to managing our contacts. So, of course, we want to make sure that we save this, and then once we do, we can exit out of it. Now, when we go over to our contacts management system, we'll see that there's a number of different ways that we can add contacts to our database. So we can type in one contact at a time. So if you just have someone really quick that you'd like to add, you can add their information here. You can add as little or as much of their contact details as you like. All you really need is a place for their email address and their first name. So other than that, the rest is ancillary information for you. But if you'd like to use this as kind of a contact management system, you can do that. Another way you can add contacts is by adding multiple contacts at one time. So if you want to do that, you can add their email address and first name here. If you just want to type them all in, you can do that. You can also paste in names and emails, like if you're exporting them from somewhere else, you can just copy and paste those here, and that's another way to import your contacts. One of the most common ways is for you to upload your contacts from a file or a spreadsheet. So I'm going to let you watch this quick video that shows you how that works.
Care about? That's okay. This screen is also where you can just mark some fields as do not import. have information that doesn't quite fit our standard field, you can make a brand new custom field right on the fly. Once you're done checking the field, just click Next. This is where you're going to choose a list to put those contacts in. You can pick from ones you've already created or make a new one. You can also make it possible to segment your contacts down the road by tagging them as well. Now, all that's standing between you and a list filled with your contacts is the upload button. That's it. You'll be taken to the activity screen where you can check the status of the import. From here, you'll see a breakdown of PowerPoint, and you can resolve any potential issues. Don't have time to do this right away? You can always return to this page by clicking on the activity link. And that's how you import all of your contacts into your Constant Contact account.
Okay, great. Any questions about that section and how to import your contacts? Okay. And that video is always available there inside of the contact section if you'd like to watch that again. Also, you can easily import your contacts from other programs that are on your computer, such as Microsoft Outlook and even Gmail, et cetera. So getting your contacts into your account is actually very easy. You don't have to sit there and type them all up. You can use one of the different importing tools available to help you do that much more quickly and easier. Okay, so once we've got our contacts uploaded, one other thing you want to pay attention to is how you organize your contacts. And this is a way for you to segment your audience and stay in touch with people with the right message at the right time and sending that message to the right person. So when I go back here to the main screen of my Contacts Management Center, you'll notice here there's this section of contacts, which is a list of all of the people in my database, and then I have my list of email lists here. So if I click on my email list so you can get a better view, you'll see there here that I've created a number of different lists here. And so as you import your contacts, you want to organize them according to the different lists that you have. You may have one group you consider Class A, another group Class B, your personal contacts, ex-colleagues, however you decide to name these is up to you. So the way that you can add a new list is simply by clicking on this plus button that allows you to create a new list, and then you click Add List, and then it's listed here among the others. If you want to change that, you simply click on the button, and you can call this maybe Class C Contacts. Now, keep in mind that it is possible that the people on your list may see these labels, so you do want to have respectful but appropriate names for them. So keep that in mind, too, that this can be visible if a person decides to opt out or even to update their email address with you. They're going to see the different lists that they're subscribed to, so you don't want to have anything here that you wouldn't want someone in your network to see. So that, again, is a way for you to be more strategic with your email campaigns. You don't necessarily need to send every message you create to every single person, but best practice for Finance of America account executives is that you are in touch with some segment of your audience at least once per day. At the bare minimum, you should be reaching out to your entire network at least once per week. So having your contacts organized into these various lists makes it really easy for you to send the right message to the right person at the right time and build those relationships accordingly. Now, once you've got your list uploaded, now you can actually have some folks that you can send your campaign to, yes? So if we go back here to our campaigns section of the tool and we go back to our newsletter, we'll click our drop down here and just click Edit. We want to finalize a couple of things before we get ready to send this out the door. So the first thing that you want to do is make sure that your from name is consistent. Oftentimes, what I suggest from the from name is that you do something like this. So I would say Sadiq Craig Hart, and then... And that way the person knows that the message is from me and that they remember my affiliation is with Finance of America. Also, if you want to encourage your reader to share the content in your newsletter with others in their network, perhaps via social media or even via email, you can add this share links button, social share links button, and that will add that to the top of the campaign, like so. One other setting that we recommend that you turn on is this web page version. If for some reason a person has trouble viewing your communication in their inbox, they can always click on the web page version, and I'll show you what that looks like in just a second. So we click Save here, and then when we go to our preview, if we click there, it takes us to the web version of this email. So every time that you send out one of your messages, Constant Contact will automatically, if you check that box, create a web version that your readers can look at. One other thing I wanted to mention about your images, particularly if you're including an image with your joke or with your water cooler topic, what have you, that you want to get into the habit of linking your images to a particular web page. People are trained and conditioned these days when they see an image, they click on it to see where it goes. So going back to our money example, we'll just use that link because it was easy. It's easy for you to, we'll just go to cnn.com, and link an image to a particular web page. So again, you click on your nut bolt, you click on change, and you would add whatever image it is that you want to use. We'll just use this again. And notice here there's this piece that says make a link clickable. So this is where I would right click and I would paste. I clicked paste to add that particular link that I want to link to. You don't typically need a caption, so you can ignore that. But what you do want to include here also is your image description. And that could just be like, you know, Sydney's joke of the week. And the reason why you want to do this is as follows. So let's go ahead and click insert, and then we'll save. And we'll go up here to save again, and we have our preview. Now, if a person, for whatever reason, gets your message in their inbox and they can't see the various images that are included, which is not necessarily your fault. Sometimes it's just the way a person has the settings configured in their email box. They may not see the actual images that you include. And if you don't put that description, this is all that they'll see. They'll just see this box with this outline and they won't know what it is you're trying to share with them. But if you put that description behind it, see here, then we have Sydney's joke of the week. So at least they know that's what that image was about, and then they can still click on it and go where it is you want them to go. So clicking on that is still takes you to whatever link it is that you included there. Make sense? So that's something you definitely want to keep in mind when you're including images in your text. And you do want to include as many links that are relevant and appropriate in your campaigns as possible, because that's going to give you much better statistics in terms of tracking and seeing what your audience is interested in and what they're not. And that's really the goal with these campaigns, is to continue to provide relevant, valuable insight that when a person receives your email, they look forward to it, they're ready to read it, they want to share it, and that's going to build your relationship with them and make it easier for you to do business with them. Any questions about any of that we've covered thus far?
No questions.
Okay, so once you're done with your email, we're going to assume for the purposes of our discussion, that we've double-checked everything, we've sent ourselves a preview, and let me actually just go through that really quickly. I want to respect your time, so I'm going to wrap up with you as soon as I can here. But one thing you don't want to skip before you get ready to send your email is doing a preview, and that means not just looking at it here in the preview screen, but also sending yourself a test version. I guarantee you if you skip actually sending yourself a test version, you are going to miss something. There's going to be a typo in your phone number. There'll be a typo in your email address. You'll have your picture here, and the link won't actually click through the way you want it to. So you definitely want to send yourself an actual live test version that goes to your email address so you can really test your communication and make sure that you've got your ducks all in a row and that everything looks and functions the way that you want it to. Once you are done with that step, then you click here on Continue. And what you'll do here is choose which of your email list you want to send this message to. So let's say I've decided to send this particular message to my Class A contacts. I simply check that box and click Save, and then that's who that email will go out to. I have a final chance to check here my from name, my from email address, and then I can choose, do I want to send the communication now or do I want to schedule it for later? Now, Constant Contact will give you a suggested time of to when they think you should send it. For your intents and purposes, you can ignore that because you're going to be sending communications likely on a daily basis. So you can just disregard that and then pre-schedule your communication for when you want it to be delivered. So you can schedule this as far in advance as you want. You just pick whatever date and time you want it to go out. And let's see, perhaps you want this to go out on Monday at, 9:30 a.m. So you just choose that here, make sure it's a.m., and then you're done with that particular section. If you want, the system will send you, usually in about 48 hours, a quick report about your opens and your click-throughs. If you'd like to have that report, you can have that sent to you. If you don't, you could just uncheck the box, and it will not be sent to you. And then to actually get the email out the door, you click the Schedule button. And I think because of the way Paul created my account, it's not going to let me do that. But when I click Schedule, what will happen is that it'll say success or congratulations. You got your email out the door. Nice job. So that will give you a chance to, that will be the last step in how you send out your email. Now, one other thing to keep in mind, this happens occasionally. You go ahead and click schedule, and then you think, oh, shoot, I forgot something, or I want to add something, or I want to change something. Well, if you go back here to your campaigns page, once this email is in scheduled mode, it'll say scheduled right here. And one of the options you'll have here is to unschedule. So when you click on unschedule, it's going to take you back to this particular page. And you can edit any of these settings you like, or you can click here into edit, and it'll take you back to the editing screen for your campaign. You usually have about 5 minutes. Let's say, for example, you decided to schedule your email to go out the door right away. Even though you said send it now, it usually takes 5 minutes or so to get queued up in the system to actually get that out the door. So you do have a short window after you click send, if you like, that you can go back and unschedule and make any edits to the campaign that you'd like to make. Any questions about that?
No questions.
Okay. So the last piece I'll just walk you through briefly is the reporting section. And once you have actually sent out your campaign, you will see an overview of the campaign activity and how people have interacted with it. So, for example, because mine is a demo account, I don't have any actual campaigns sent through there, but it'll tell you at the top of the screen, you'll get an overview of your activity. So you'd see over the last 90 days what your most successful subject line was and when that was sent and how many people opened it. You'll also be able to see how many people opened your email on a mobile device versus a smartphone. Then you'll also have a visual graph that shows you how your campaigns are comparing against each other in terms of the number of people sent to, opened, and clicked through. In addition to that, you'll have a detailed report for every particular campaign that you send. And what's nice about this, we'll use this example here, this Half Moon Yoga. So this particular message was sent to 314 people. 47% of those people opened that email, and 25% of them clicked through. The bounce rate was 94.6, which is incredibly high, but we'll ignore that for the purposes of our discussion. So what's nice about this is you can actually click through on these numbers here that are in blue. You could click on this 8 or this 2. These 8 people are the actual 8 people that opened the email. And what that'll show you is those people's names, their email address, and what date and time they actually opened the email. Same thing here if you look at the click-through. It'll show you exactly who clicked and who opened and who clicked and what time and date they did that. So what's really great about that is because let's say that you included in your email for today an invitation to an event that you're hosting, and you see that 8 people clicked on the link, but only 4 people actually signed up for the event. You would actually know who those other 4 people are, and you could reach out to them by a phone or by a personal email and say, hey, Jim, I saw you were interested in the event. Are there any questions I can answer for you? I'd love to get you registered. We'd love to have you there. So it gives you a lot of insight into who specifically is interacting with your content, and then you can follow up with them to encourage them to take that next action. The other thing you can do, for example, when you click on the people who have opened your email, you have the ability by clicking on this checkbox here to add all of these people to a different list. So let's say these folks were on your Class A list. Well, you might decide, oh, you know what, these are the people that are most engaged. They're the ones who always open my messages. They're the ones who always respond. So I want to communicate with them a bit differently because I'm really quickly developing a much deeper relationship with them. So here, by just checking on this box and checking all of these different boxes next to the name, you can add these people to a different list and you segment them even further so that you can send out communications that are very specific to them. So there's a lot of really great functionality available in the reporting section that you can use so that you can pay really close attention to how your email campaigns are performing and continue to do more of what's working well. One other thing that just popped in my mind that I wanted to share with you that I overlooked earlier was how to customize your campaign if you so choose. So if you upload your contacts in a way that you capture their first name, you might want to, in this section, say, you know, hi, Sydney, and then that email will be personalized. And the way that you do that here is by going into the block. So let me go back here. I hover over the block. I click the pencil to edit, and then I create a little space for myself for the greeting. And then I go over here to greeting. I click the plus, and I would just say hi, and put a comma after that. And then instead of greetings, which sounds really formal, I would just say hi there. And this hi there would be used if for a few of my contacts I don't actually have their name. But for all the people I have their name, it would say hi Sydney or hi Jim or whatever their name is. You click insert, and then now this communication will be customized. So some people choose to not be bothered with uploading first names. Some people like to have that. If you do have the first names, you should take advantage of it and use it to customize your email campaigns. And that brings us to the conclusion of our Getting Started demo. So let me take a moment to ask, are there any other questions you have about the tool, about anything I've covered, or about anything specifically that you would like to do with email marketing that I can answer for you?
I think this was, Sydney, I think this was great. You know, I've been on your training several times, and there is always something I pick up every time. I think you did a great job on that, and I appreciate your time on putting that together.
Okay, thank you so much for the feedback. I appreciate that, and I appreciate that you continue coming back. And that's actually a really great strategy because it is hard to absorb everything in one sitting, and so the more familiar you are with the tool and the more you use it, the better you'll be able to leverage it and use it for your campaigns. And so I really want to encourage you to dive in. If you can, take a few minutes now to go into your own account and start creating a campaign, even if you create it and send it to your colleagues or send it to your wife or your sister or whoever. The more you practice using this, the more comfortable you're going to be and the faster and easier it's going to be for you to get your campaigns out the door. So please, please, please use what I shared with you today. Remember, you have a lot of support available. You can call the number that's at the top of your screen at any time. They'll be happy to help you. We'll have this recording available for you within about 24 hours, as well as a getting started guide. And you just keep in mind, you can't break this. So the worst thing you can do is delete a piece of text or you know, move something somewhere. And if it, you know, if you fudge up your template, you can just exit out of it and start over. So there's no need to be fearful of the tools or its capability. Get in there and use it and really leverage it as a tool that can allow you to be much more successful in your role as an account executive. So I look forward to staying in touch with you and being a resource for you. Feel free to reach out to me at any time, and I'll look forward to seeing you at a future training.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.